This is Pastor Bill bringing you another News in Focus entitled End Times Christian Movie Stars, a series left behind, set for Hollywood reboot, and starring Nicolas Cage. That is the title of the TheBlaze.com story, posted October 20th at 9:05 a.m. Move over, Kirk Cameron. Actor Nicolas Cage is reportedly in talks to star in a reworked and rebooted version of Left Behind, the film series based on the biblical account of the rapture. With a proposed budget of $15 million, those behind the revamped film effort are looking to go more mainstream than original series, which was predominantly popular among Christians. While the Left Behind series is getting a major facelift, the team behind the older films is, at least to a degree, intact. Writer, producer, and Cloud 10 Pictures founder Paul Alandi worked on the original series, and he's once again behind the latest effort. Script consultant John Paytas, one of the many individuals who worked on Left Behind World at War, the third movie in the series, is also involved in the new project. The Hollywood Reporter has more about some of the other Hollywood heavyweights getting behind the project. It says legendary stunt coordinator and second unit director Vic Armstrong is making a very rare jump into the director's chair for the rebooted Left Behind movie. Paul Alandi, who is one of the producers of the original independently made series that starred Kirk Cameron, is producing the action thriller with Michael Walker. J. David Williams of Family Screen Partners is executive producing. Some may wonder how the Christian market will react to a more mainstream actor starring in the film, one who isn't known for having an overt faith allegiance. Naturally, a reaction to these developments is yet to be seen. While the reboot will follow what The Hollywood Reporter calls a classic disaster film format, the essential tenets of end times theology will still be present. In fact, the film will remain Christian at its core, with plot, once again, focusing on the survivors living in the hours after the biblical rapture. Cameron starred in the original series, which launched in 2001, with World at War completing the series back in 2005. The first three films were adapted from Tim LaHaye's and Jerry Jenkins' popular Left Behind book series, which sold tens of millions of copies across the globe. Shooting is currently scheduled to begin in spring 2013 in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, according to Variety. Lalonde claims that there is a theatrical guarantee in place from distributor Samuel Goldwyn Films. Well, what do we say about that? Well, I don't know. Do we say it's good that we have a secular actor now being a part of the Christian movie-making industry at, who knows? I'm not sure. There's a couple problems that I have with the Left Behind series. Can I just be real bold with you for a moment? Number one, I have two major problems with the Left Behind series. Now, I'm talking about the books behind the series. Here's my first problem. Number one, they teach that salvation comes by praying the sinner's prayer. Now, hold that dial. Don't tap stop on your iPhone yet. If salvation is by grace through faith, then why is it that every time a person gets saved, quote unquote, on these movies, they're praying to ask God for forgiveness of sins? Now, friends, I am not against a 1 John 1:9 application for believers. A believer in Christ, one who has God as his father, can come asking for forgiveness of sins. But a sinner coming to God asking for forgiveness of sins? Is it possible? Is it probable? Is it plausible? Here's what I know. I know that I will never tell a sinner that he gets saved by asking for it. I will never tell a believer he gets saved by asking God for forgiveness from his sins. Why? Well, I'm going to just pick a simple verse here. Let's go with John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There are two major flaws with the sinner's prayer doctrine. Number one, it's not taught anywhere in Scripture. Now, I suppose I could say Romans 10:13, the thief on the cross, the publican in the temple, but I think those, each of those, taken in their proper context, you will find that they do not teach that a person can get saved by praying. Secondly, now I mean a lost person saved from the wrath of God by praying, especially when John 3:16 says it comes through believing, faith in Christ. My second problem with the Left Behind series is that it is dogmatically pre-tribulation rapture in its stance. Now, Berean Baptist Church does not have an official stance on pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib rapture. We don't. And probably one of the reasons is because there are no, that we have found, stalwart statements saying, by the way, you don't have to worry about that man of sin because we'll be gone. No, no. You don't find that at all. It's difficult, really, to get people to pull their heads out of their tradition and to be willing to say, look, have you considered the fact that in 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, it says, we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit or word or letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. Do you see that? A lie that Paul said was occurring through false letters and preachers from false preaching from false apostles and other things. This deceit, this lie, was that the day of Christ is at hand. He combats it with the truth that there are a couple things that must first take place before the day of Christ occurs. Now, perhaps I won't win you over with one argument, but I do know this. If there is such a stalwart, clear-cut, honest-to-goodness proof text for a pre-tribulation rapture, then how is it that we can't seem to find it in a sermon? We've got to be very careful about this whole idea of a pre-tribulation guarantee escape. The Left Behind series is based upon a book that is very much entertaining. A person can pick it up and read it and benefit by coming to an awareness of end time scenarios found in Scripture. But if we compromise as believers on what it takes to become a born-again Christian. By the way, that was started in John 3. Ask people, where does one find out to be born again? They'll tell you John 3, and then they cannot tell you where to find that sinner's prayer anywhere in the context. When we start dipping our sails on what it takes to get born again. Again, the second problem I have with the sinner's prayer idea is not just that it's not found in the Bible, but also that if you can pray to get saved, why did Jesus die? So we have a couple problems with the sinner's prayer, and then that other problem with the whole dogmatism on the pre-tribulation rapture. What do we have to lose anyways if the producers of this movie and the writers of these some 10 million books are wrong about the pre-tribulation rapture? What do we have to lose? Well, what we have to lose, so to speak, is that we have hundreds of thousands, potentially millions of modern-day believers who will be absolutely shocked if they're not gone when certain things start to occur. Now, I understand that this is a discussion that I need to be very careful in talking about. But what I would like you to do is at least consider whether or not you have enough scriptural evidence to support either of the two main tenets of the Left Behind series. Pre-tribulation rapturists aren't even in agreement as to whether or not a person who is here after the rapture can be saved. For in this book series, you do indeed have people getting saved. However, if you read some of the other pre-tribulation rapturists, Jack Van Impe and others, you'll find out that they do not believe that a person who's had a clear understanding of the gospel can actually be saved after the rapture. So, it's not just problems with those of us like Mr. Bill Sturm, who's not willing to say, yes, you automatically and dogmatically have a one-way escapist ticket out of this world before the tribulation begins. It is also pre-tribulationists who don't necessarily agree with how it all unfolds. So while I've started to say a few minutes ago, while this book might be effective in getting people to think about biblical things, what we run the risk ultimately is that if we are haphazard about the main things, then why shouldn't the world be haphazard about the book that we say we believe? Well, Nicholas Cage, I hope that you, I hope you can leave some of your Con Air language off of the script. Can't even make it through that movie without turning it off. Can't hardly tell my children I've seen a movie that talks about the things you've described. Somehow we're bringing you over to our world of Christian movies? Maybe we should learn a lesson from Uzzah, who decided that with his unsanctified hands he would touch the thing which God has anointed. That is the Ark of the Covenant. He found himself dead, steadying what he thought was the work of God. And who can say that Nicolas Cage is doing it out of ministry? No question, he is interested in another role and another project. Maybe he's an artist, but one thing he is not a professing believer. And so what do we say to these things? Well, we say maybe we should let the Hollywood people stay in Hollywood. 2 Samuel 6 says that they danced before the ark. In 2 Samuel 8, that is. In 2 Samuel 6, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the ox shook it. And so what happened was, the people had a common view of that which God called holy. Matthew 7, 6, cast not your pearl before swine, lest they turn again and rend you with it. I'm not sure that we should be having those who are not even professing Christians starring in Christian films, of which supposedly Christ is the center. So, I don't gladly make people mad in listening land, but hopefully I have moved you to think a little bit about this issue. Would I go and see the theater? I don't think so. Would I rent it on DVD? Probably. This is an issue between you and the Lord. As you are a priest unto God, I dare not tell you how to follow the Lord in this avenue. But I would ask you before you spend $17 for a hardcover book, for 10 books in a series, plus the precursor series, right, composed of the rapture, the rising, and the regime. So you have 13 books making up a series, plus an entirely different series. Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins have too much to lose to change their view on salvation and the rapture at this point. And so I'm not out to convert them. God knows they are bigwigs, and I am very, very, very little. And the fact is, in this big world, I just want to be true to the doctrine of Christ, as I'm sure that they would tell you is their main concern as well. So, I guess when it comes down to it, Romans 14 says we should not judge one another anymore, for we all live unto God. So I dare not judge the motive of Jerry Jenkins, Tim LaHaye, Peter, and Paul Alandi, but I do ask that God somehow, in his amazing, gracious sovereignty, not only helps them get the plan of salvation right, but also converts Nicolas Cage to the gospel of Jesus. This is Pastor Bill. Post your comments directly to this recording.